Welcome back to Movement, a running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. And we're on to the 24th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am. And welcome back all the runners and all the fence sitters who are wanting to pick up running.
So the first question is from Raghav Bhalla, who says, I have been strength training for a long time, but getting to long distance running is a different ball game. I'm enjoying the challenge, but why am I finding it tough?
Right. I'm glad, Raghav, that you do strength training because I think that's very, very important for all runners. You'll soon get the hang of running long too, and you know, you'll do very well because the basics are there for you. But don't let your past block, past what I mean is whatever achievements and all that, whether as a sports person or whatever you've had, block you from doing what you're now planning to do, the running and all. So start from scratch as a runner. Get your running fundamentals right and you'll do very well. Don't be in a rush because today what's happened with the running scene in India is, you know, people are wanting to do too much too soon. So increase your distance and speed gradually. Don't be in a rat race. It might surprise you that it'll soon come very naturally to you. So just go steady. You picked up a great hobby, habit, take it up for life.
Right. The next question is from a gym instructor who has represented India in martial arts. And he's asking, is running more important than weight training?
So I've actually been getting these questions on a very regular basis, and it's almost having a tone saying, you know, but weight training is actually more important kind of a thing. So I think these are not really right questions, and it's a very, very biased one when people ask. They've already made up their minds.
Yeah.
And it's almost to test the other one. Anyways, we should try not to make a religion or politicize exercise because that's what seems to be happening with questions like this. So both strength training and cardiovascular fitness are equally important. One is not more or less important than the other one. Runners hate to strength train, but they need to. So they stay injury-free and perform at their optimum levels. Now, what is very important to make clear here is that running half marathon or a marathon or ultra marathons is not for any healthy reasons. The bug has bit you, you know, the running bug, and hence you're carrying on.
True.
Otherwise, 30 to 45 minutes of running is ample for fitness, right? So that much is enough. As much as you're making these plans and all that, seriously, you know, do a little bit and you're good. 30 to 40 minutes, you're pretty good with fitness through running.
Right. The next question is from Muthu from Mumbai, who says, I have been running for a while and running is a very important part of my life, but somehow racing doesn't appeal to me. Is that okay?
Muthu, I think you're doing great. I mean, this is pretty much then following on from the previous question.
Yeah.
You probably already graduated to the next level, at least in my eyes, before others who are still running after numbers. So primary idea of running for me, or I think for everyone in some time, ends
right.
up being connecting with your deeper self rather than just the physical benefits. So physical benefits is a good byproduct of running and other things. So I think you've done well. Just keep at it. Don't let others, you know, bother you too much that you do a certain time and certain speed and all that. Doing amazing.
Right. So moving on to the tip of the week, it's winter's here. So what are some tips that runners, you know, should keep in mind?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea even before they kick in a lot, you know, like very, very cold. You should be prepared for it. You should
right.
start doing some things already. Like one of my things that I actually do on a regular basis is always put a layer of lotion or cream throughout the body. So basically on the chest, the back, the arms and the legs. And don't be a miser while putting that cream or lotion. That one layer is going to really, really help you in that nippy weather out there. So please do that. It'll surprise you that this will keep you warmer than even, you know, layers of clothes, actually.
Right.
Another one is to take long, deep breaths when you go out there for the run. All right. So when you're doing that, you're getting used to acclimatized almost to whatever the air is like, you know, whether it's polluted, whether it's cold, you know, your inside becomes a lot better. Also remind yourself to stay calm. Okay. Now, one thing again, always is I prefer, even if it's one layer, wear a full sleeve shirt that you're wearing. It is more helpful. I don't mind too much about the shorts because even with a temperature like a four, actually even freezing temperatures, even further down, like a minus
right.
something. Some of us can be okay running in shorts.
Mm.
But top, please take care of that part. The core is very crucial to keep warm. So maybe a couple of layers there. If you're doing in loops, maybe you want to take out one layer in some time, but keep it warm that way. And I was talking about relaxing the body. So keep your shoulders relaxed and, you know, body generally relaxed because there's a tendency in cold to just, you know, like
stiffen up.
And that is going to be worse because then you're not breathing normally. So you'll
right.
tire out very soon.
Yeah.
So I think just these basics.
Just to ask you, basically you mentioned about this lotion and cream. Does it not sort of increase sweating? Because
no.
some people have always told me that we don't apply anything before we run, because when once you run, you get warm and maybe the body tends to produce more sweat. How true is that?
So it depends at what pace you start off running. So if you're going to run slowly and pick up the pace, no, you'll not warm up soon enough.
Okay.
So that bit helps. No, it has, because if the temperature is cold anyway, so that actually works really well. So no, it's not going to contribute to more sweating or any of that.
Right.
So completely fine with that. I have been at it for the last 15, 20 years doing that, so it's okay.
So we'll take your word for it. So what's the exercise of the week?
Again, low back stiffness is a very, very common thing amongst runners, especially during the cold weather. So, and, you know, again, during races itself. So people complain about low back. Now, ideas to keep your low back mobile. Now, how you do this is, do these mobility exercises is, you can do it at work, you can do it during the flight and during the race itself.
Right.
So at work, simply when you're sitting on a chair without wheels, just bring your nose, bending forwards, bringing your nose to your knee kind of a thing, and just back again. And when you're doing that, it's a great stretch for your low back. You know, 10, 15 times, you just do that. So that's number one, very, very basic one. Second one is stand up every half an hour, 1 hour or so, and, you know, raise your arms up. That's already a good stretch for the back, okay? Same applies during the flight. So as much as in that cattle class where banana people like us sit. So the thing is, again, nose to knee easily can happen in that tiny little space. So, you know, even if you can't actually go all the way down, even if you're doing halfway only, it's stretching your back ample.
Right.
Again, on the flight, again, getting up, being on the aisle seat and walking is already stretching the back. If you can touch the roof, which is very easy in a flight, do that bit because it's stretching the back. While running, some people would experience, while they're doing their marathons and all, around 30-odd kilometers, back stiffening up, upper back, lower back. Again, go to the side. If you can, just bend forwards a little bit. Maybe have the one leg on a higher platform or something and just kind of bend forwards a little. You're looking for a stretch in the back.
Right. Okay?
Now, these things help you to last longer in your races. So this simple work one really works.
Great. So let's move on to the running schedule for this week. Are we carrying on with our three focused runs?
Yes, we are. So Sunday is again a slow run, 60-90 minutes that we are looking at. And today the plan would be to just do a 9-minute non-stop, take a break for a minute or two and get back to running 9 minutes again. And try to do this 7 to 10 times, targeting 60 to 90 minutes on feet. That's it. Tempo run, look for 12 minutes non-stop. So at a faster pace than a Sunday.
Right.
So this could be on a Tuesday or so. And try to repeat the 12 minutes 2 to 3 times, recovering each time, catching your breath and all. Then is the interval training. This could be on a Thursday or a Friday. And here you do 7 minutes quick, and this is faster than the tempo run. And you repeat the 7 minute quick 6 to 8 times. Always remember, start with a little slower pace that you can maintain for the 6 to 8 repeats. So that's the trick with this interval run. And the idea throughout the week would be, you know, 2 to 3 times picking up 20 to 30 minutes of easy runs that you could do.
Right. So moving to the story of the week, this week you're telling us about 33-year-old Avni Vora, who's from Gurgaon Road Runners.
So this is an amazing story. So Avni, 33 years old, you know, 5 years back, she picked up running. And she was told after her twins that, you know, for a year she can't run.
Right.
And for whatever medical reasons and all. So she picked up running 3 years after the delivery. So this wasn't immediately after pregnancy, 3 years post-pregnancy.
Right.
She was 84 kgs then. And she was like, listen, this is not right.
Mm.
And she started moving around. Very shy she would be when she would be on a treadmill in a gym. So she was like, you know, oh, I hope no one's seeing me. And she picked up that bit, you know, the walking bit on a treadmill in a gym. In some time, she picked up running. And then she was like, hey, listen, I'm getting bored in the in this gym environment. And, you know, it's in the four walls and all that.
Right.
And then she found herself walking out a lot more. And this walking soon enough, getting to running, actually, and she was starting to enjoy. And why or how this time she was getting was because the kids were a little older now and they were in their play schools and she had 3 hours to herself.
Right.
And so besides cooking and cleaning the house, she had that 45 minutes or 60 minutes to herself. And that time was for a gym time or run time. So that's how it got started, actually. And in 2012, she heard of the Airtel Delhi Half Marathon and she registered for that. And that was the first half marathon she took part in. And it was fascinating how she was training then and even now she ends up doing it. Training in the, you know, the condominium area of 400 meter space that they had, running again and again. And the longest she had run was a 17 kilometers and she took like 40-45 laps of that. And people were like, she's gone insane because people weren't running enough. They were like, what are you up to? So it was interesting how some people complain about, oh, but we don't have enough place to run. And also, I think that was a very, very good part of the story, that just the 400-odd meters that she was running and running forever in there.
Yeah.
Also, it was working for her because the kids could be playing in the center of it and she's just running and checking on the kids all the time. Then she's done three halves and then she wanted to register for the Bombay. Bombay registrations were closed for the half marathon. And she ended up registering for 42 kilometers, which is a full marathon. She had asked her husband and father if she should do 42, and they said no. And hence, she's actually registered, so which is actually pretty cool. And she ran Standard Chartered Marathon in 2015. And she trained from 6 weeks from half to full marathon. And that's when she had interacted with me the first time. We met and, you know, came up with a little plan for her. And idea was very simple, that, you know, gradually keep increasing the time on feet. Don't please rush.
Right.
And the best part of the story for me was when she said the end of that full marathon, she was still smiling. So I think that's very, very crucial. She was not in agony. She was not in pain. She followed the training plan pretty well. Now she has been running with Gurgaon Road Runners. And what the interesting part again is, she, when she was doing training for a full marathon, 2015 Bombay Marathon, she was the only one amongst all the men who was doing the full marathon.
Wow.
And what was really, really cool was that, you know, one of the guys would be with her, even if she was slower than them, to be running with her as a running buddy.
Okay.
And rather than leaving her by herself, so that safety, that is a big issue today, there would be someone with her all the time. And she ended up doing that, you know, marathon in pretty good. A second full marathon, I think she did in 4 hours, 13 minutes, which was the Bombay. And now she wants to do it in under 4. And one more from her, 2 actually. So she's a Gujarati, likes to eat, you know, a lot of sweets. Second is she ran Pinkathon, which is a 10-kilometer run that they organize.
Yeah.
And she ended up running it in 50 minutes and came 4th after 3 elite runners. So being 33 and, you know, those kids who are 21, 22 and all that and train forever, those are only 3 people who came before her, and she was the 4th person. So, you know, for starting from scratch, overweight, all that stuff, and, you know, she's done it. So anyone can.
It's quite a motivational story. Moving on to the running events which are close to us this week.
Again, so talking about those runs on 27th of November, which is incorrect, so we'll have to talk about it again.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll repeat this. So there's this Hornbill Half Marathon this Sunday, which is in Kohima, Nagaland. And then there's Oxfam Trail Walker on the 9th of December in Bangalore. And then there's Chennai Marathon on 11th December. There's a Bombay on the 15th of Jan. And then New Delhi Marathon on 26th Feb. So it's a good idea. Look for these races around and, you know, register and go do something.
Right. So just to remind race organizers to get in touch with us if you'd like your events mentioned on this podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and see you next week.